A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the way forward on issues raised from the government's consultations of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the continuous assessment and learning activities, or CALA, which they say is an overburden to learners and an expense to parents, and so they want it removed. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sihlaziya impono ephume kuhlolisiswa uhlelo lukahulumende olwezemfundo olwe competence based education for socio economic development lona olugqitshwe izolo iningi likhonona ngengxenye yalo olwe continuous assessment and learning activities iCALA olubikwa luthwalisa abantwana abavela kumdeni eswelayo amagaba avuzayo ngoba bengafinyeleli amagagasi kumbe ubulembo bokusebenzisa imitshina edingakalayo kulo. Abalwela ilungelo loluntu bathi lokhu kubangela ukuthi abantwana begcine befinyelela okungalunganga ebulenjini kumbe bebesengozini yokudlwengulwa lapho bedinga usizo lwe-internet kwezinye indawo. But first, let us hear what is happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Western leaders have provided Ukraine financial and military support in its fight against Russian aggression. Some humanitarian organizations say that has affected the amount of aid going to other countries like the DRC. VOA's Paul Ndiho visited the Saki camp in the eastern province of North Kivu.
Gato Francine, a mother of six, has lived for 10 months in Seki camp for internally displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. She fled her hometown of Kalenga because of attacks by the M23 rebel group, which has been terrorizing the region. She says that life is hard in the camp, and she sometimes has to beg for food.
I ran away from my village because of the war waged by M23. When they reached our place in Kalenga, they threw a bomb at my house. So we ran away. I didn't even bring anything with me.
Like Francine, this 15-year-old boy, who provided only his first name, Sam, has been displaced by conflict in the region. He was hit by a stray bullet and is now recovering after undergoing surgery in Seke camp. This mobile medical clinic and emergency surgical unit has been treating Sam and others who need urgent care. It was established by the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in Goma, the capital of North Kivu province in eastern DRC. According to the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency says as of March, more than 880,000 people have been forced from their homes in eastern DRC since March 2020, when violence surged. And Sylvie Linda, ICRC's head of subdelegation in Goma, says people here need physical and emotional help.
We're also working with in the field of health, particularly in mental health, because the people has been very affected by the displacement, and also because combat sometimes have been very tough and with a lot of casualties.
The ICRC is providing much-needed humanitarian aid to the people in the camp. Linda says her organization's work in the DRC is challenging due to a financing shortage.
This whole crisis have been a challenge. I was talking about the number of people displaced, and it overcome every capacity of an international organization. So we have to work a lot together.
Linda says that money that might have come to them is now going to Ukraine, and that the people in the DRC must fend for themselves.
A lot of financing are going to Ukraine, for example, and to other crises, and not coming to DRC because it has been like a protracted crisis.
Despite financial strains, the ICRC provides support to several hospitals, including Bethesda Ndosho in Goma, the General Hospital in Beni, the Provincial Hospital in Bukavu, and a surgery program in Bukavu. Paul Ndiho, VOA News, SEC IDP Camp, Democratic Republic of Congo.
And back to our main topic, some parents and teachers say although the intentions of CALIA are good, children from disadvantaged families face problems as they cannot access internet, Wi-Fi or computers. Activists say girls are exposed to dangers of sexual abuse and indecent assault when they go to neighboring homes or other places to seek internet access to complete the CALIA-based studies. Mothers and female guardians also say they are the ones who have to do much of the work as they are the ones who spend more time with their children. The spokesman for the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Taunga Nandoro, acknowledged concerns raised by stakeholders in the consultations to Studio 7 and said his ministry will look into all issues compiled from the consultations. During the two-day consultations, which ended yesterday, a parent who identified herself as Amai Tendai told reporter Rutendo Mawere, children end up distracted during color research and access inappropriate content on the internet.
Yeah, this curriculum internet. Vana varkuwa exposed kushinu. Acha fambira achaita charku research achit. Akatona music kanachi. I was able to get a lot of money.
That was a parent identified as Amai Tendai speaking to Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Meanwhile, teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elasi Musoza told VOA's Ezra Chisaswanda that color is a burden on children, while they also offered solutions.
I curriculum le ibi curriculum elombono mushi kakhulu kodwa ke sifuni ngani ama subjects angeke lukwehlukaniswa ngoba kakhulu ku ECD ukuze wonke afundiswe kahle kahle ngani kuba kuninganyana mhlawumbe bangabuyela bakumisele kube njengakuqala ukuthi kuhlanganiswe kungehlukaniswe mass display, EPE, le-VPA, kube into enye. Okunye konke lokho yebo kube sokusiba nje ngama-subject ehlukeneyo. Sibe sesikhangela esikuthi i-color. I-color mina bengikuthatha njenge-project ye-university. E-university ngimdala nginje ngenza i-project eyi-1. Engiyisubmithayo kumbe kuyathatha unyaka wonke kumbe mbili ngisenze iproject. So bengikhangelela ukuthi abantwana ukuze kube lesi sinto ukuze bafunde neskill esifuna basifunde kumele bazenzele bodwa amakhala lawo. So banikwe ikhala eyodwa yento eyodwa abangayenza bayisubmithe maybe at the end of i-junior school yabo kumbe infant learning yabo kungabi ukuthi i-subject nge-subject sile khala.
Ngeke sithi ukhithwe kuright kukhona kodwa kufanele njengoba sisho ukuthi ngabe ikhala iba into eyodwa bakuminimize kungabi into esuka zibe ziningi kufana nale lay color even a ECD. I'm a fine motor skills about ECD. I got cognitive and I am so. Kodwa nxa kungaba into yokuthi umntwana mhlawumbe eku-infant kube le color A1 okumele ayenze at the end of the ama-grades akhe, maybe sesiya ku-form 1, kubonakala into ayenzileyo ngapha ku-primary school, kungabe kungcono ngoba nathi sabe sikwazi ukuthi simfundise ukuthi eqede u-grade 7 abe sekwazi ukwenza ini i-guitar le, ngoba okwakhathesi ngathi ECD uvele i-ECD engekayenzi into le iyenziwe ngumzali.
Those were teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elatsim Sota expressing their views. Now, to discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by Sokoluhle Ndlovu Matebelele, North Chairperson for the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the ARTUZ, Patricia Chabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also looks after orphans, and Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, which has researched and engaged government on education programs. Welcome, ladies, to Live Talk. First, we'll speak to Ms. Sokoluhle Ndlovu, as her line seems to be that as one of the educationists who were leading the consultations, what concerns pertaining to girls came up during this process, and how do parents want them resolved? Yes, Ms. Ndlovu.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, the question is, yes, you can go ahead.
I can go ahead. Hello?
Hello, yes. What concerns were brought up by parents during the consultations?
During the consultations on the curriculum review, maybe the challenge is that the parents came out was a bit low in the rural area. Most parents did manage to come for the review. Another thing is that the parents who attended, they're saying they don't even know what they're reviewing. We would just call them so they don't even know what there is, because they were never told that the new curriculum, it was just imposed on their children. And then now, yeah, things are supposed to be written. Yes. They don't even know what it's all about.
Yes, so were there any issues that particularly concerned girls and their safety and their difficulties, or it was the same compared to boys?
The issues that brought out is that maybe schools, there's still equality between boys and girls is still not 100%.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you may stay on the line. And Ms. Makotonga Mahlangu, what are your concerns on color and how does it inconvenience women and girls?
I think the colour isn't a concept and as a project is a good idea, but it was being implemented. Why I'm saying that it overwhelms learners, because one, in terms of the work that is being given, for instance, at primary school level, they are doing two subjects, and then each subject is five colour projects, which means 10 colour projects, and the teachers are able to moderate, as moderators, they can't even moderate that, and they were not even sent for training. They should get, if this thing was properly planned, there was going to be an in-service training for the teacher so that they can deal with the color. And when it comes to economic accessibility, it is very expensive for parents, because like I just alluded to, that there are six subjects at primary level, and then each subject is each project is supposed to have this file, that is six files. Well, I've not accepted in the cooking, the data money, the budget, and so forth and so on. And right now, we have a park cutted, no checking. All these things are not accepted in. So, color in itself it's a good concept, but it was badly implemented. It did not take the human rights-based approach to learning, where learners are supposed to have the right to access all these things. It did not look at the vulnerable, marginalized learners. So these are the challenges that have been faced. And then when it comes to all learners, they are staying up very late doing the color and the other homeworks. It's very unfair to the learners. And when it comes to other bonding and household chores, they are no longer doing that. Parents, it's like the color is no longer accessing the learners. It's accessing the learners' the resources and support system at home rather than the capacity or the ability of the learner to do the project. Because learners are not doing the project. We are even seeing in town where people are advertising to do color. If you go with money, it we go back to the exclusion of learners. We have not, and we know we have.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, but don't go away yet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing views that came out of the government's consultation of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the CALA. And now we come to you, Ms. Sukoluhle Ndlovu of ARTUZ. Ngesindebele ke ungasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuthiwe kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukwenzela ukuthi uhlelo lolu luhambe kuhle. Bathini abazali? Bafuna lukhitshwe kumbe luguqulwe?
Abazali abaningi bangkhona bathi kumele lukhitshwe ngoba bathi hayi kubathathela isikhathi sabo abantwana babo labo vele ziyasostress ngendaba yemakhala. Abanye njalo bathi kuguqulwe noma mbe kube ibe yinto yokuyikhala eyi-1 per child ezoqeda u-form 4 akhona ukuthi bethi 5 colors umntwana lama-subjects 10 abele about 50 colors. It's too much for umntwana.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala. Ungasitshela njalo ngolimi lwesingisi-ke, Ms. Ndlovu, what were the suggestions given there and the way forward?
Okay, the suggestions that were put forward in terms of the color component, most parents are saying that the color should be scraped out completely from the new curriculum. And then others, just a minor, they were saying, the colors, maybe one, maybe it is a good thing, maybe if only the learners are not overwhelmed with too much work, maybe given one color up until form one, from form one to form four as a project, something like that, rather than giving them as many as the ones that they are doing now.
Yes, and from this process, what's the next step? What were you informed is this next step by the government?
From there onwards, soon after these reviews, we're told to put everything that transferred from these reviews in form of a report, and then we're going to submit the report, so we don't know what's the next step after the report is submitted.
Yebo ke siyabonga uNkosazana Sukoluhle Ndlovu we-ARTUZ. We understand we have our third guest now, Ms. Patricia Chabalala, of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Prior to this interview, she told us they collected views from all the city's wards to forward to the government. Ungasichazisela ke ukuthi imbono elayiqoqayo ebantwini layisa ngapi njalo babe sithini? Nkosikazi Chabalala.
Umbono esayixoxa nabantu Progressive Residents Association sayihambisa kwiministry, Secretary wethu Education uDeni Moyo wakompayila izicelo zethu lifathi likhangelele nekhala lethu bose yaqondiswa khona ngalo lokho esasikusa ngake kwakugcine ebantwini kwizakhamizi ngokwazo ngikhuluma ezilabantwana abasafundayo.
Ye, uke watsho njalo ukuthi abantwana abangamantombazana baba sengozini ngenxa yalolu hlelo. Ube kutsho ngani lokho?
Bengitsho ngokuthi abantwana babasengozini ngoba asikamabi yokuthenga odatha ukuthi ba-Wi-Fi o-inthanethi njalo bayahamba besiya-researcha besiya kwabanye abantu basuka bewela ezambeni ezingalunganga. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantwana bengaphuma bahambe besiya kwenza i-research yakhona bahamba bahambe enxa zabuye kawusuchuba usuligila njalo futhi abantwana bakhathesi beyabazi ukuthi baziphethe ngayiphi indlela. Usuka thathe lona leli thuba oyabe ucabanga ukuthiwo i-research esezenzeka ukuga basengozini kakhulu abantwana nje bonke esebe siyathatha ama-drugs besenza izinto zona lezi esingazifuniyo esingazithandiyo.
Yebo ke siyabonga, uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka futhi kuwe. That was Patricia Chabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also look after orphans, saying that the research which is required by CALA makes the children go to other places to seek for internet where they can be abused or take drugs or start doing other things, because most of the times the parents will be looking for them. So her organization has received many complaints of to that sort. Yes, sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini lake laxoxisana lo hulumende yini ngodaba lwekhala lolo?
Ikhala zangeinstitution iphathila zange xoxisane ngayo kuthi asikhuluma nge-generali ngokuthi imfundo yethu beleyona eminjani. Kwasasimanzelile ukuthi khona imfundo yethu ayigxilanga edingweni ze-community ezokuthembeka ngamaZimbabwe sifunani. Ilokhu ikhanga ingani kayinani nokuthi umntwana uphila njani, imkhulisa njani. So kuqakathekileyo sasikhuluma ngokuthi khona kumele imfundo yelangokwayo igxile kakhulukazi singathona ukuthi khona inikane umntwana, inikane imoti beka njani umntwana ukuthi acabange. So into esasikhuluma ngazo sathi khona engathona ukuthi khona izancedisa njani umntwana uma-local reality zakhe, iy'dingeko zakhe, i-cultural value yakhe, lama esingathi khona ngesilungu ngama-political projects abo, ngama-disputes a-specific to their areas. Ngani kisibonele ukuthi ngithoni ngalokho. For instance, iyakhangela ukuthi kakhulukazi i-Matabeleland North, le-part of Matabeleland South, i-Matabeleland North kakhulukazi okule-National Park khona. Abantwana bathuthwa zindlovu, izilwane esikole oluwisini. I would like education focus on what they had, their emotional environment. How do they coexist with that environmental environment? So education should be tailored to make that. It is the answer and about what we have to realize. But for instance, practical, what does it do to the environment?
Yeah, what wa khonapho laphumelela yini waliphendula yini uhulumende njalo laphumelela yini ngohlelo lokuthi imfundo ingabhadalelwa?
In impundo ukuthi impundo ingabhatalelwa kule isimanga ngeni ukakhangela ngelo impundo kakhulu kanti especially ngame ngeke sahamba kuma hearing saw ikhinde ngolo power that ikhulele ele parliament kuma hearing ephela bhusi esifasa elisiza waya kobulawa emabutheni wolu saya elifani waphuma i-ATP yaphuma okuhlungu ngemfundo yezimbabwe ukuthi ama-policies imithetho yonke ikhona basekuswelakayayo imali uhulumende kalasifiso sokufaka imali noma sikhuluma ngemali udingakalayo kodwa singakhangela ikhala ifuna imali bathi abazali bathi bathatha ngaphi imali bona umahulumende ngela mali so indaba esikhonakale ukuthi bale ukuthi kona abanamali abanamali kodwa umthetho isikhona ukulalela balalela kodwa ukuthi practicalize implemented by funding it akutholakali khona kodwa inkinga esijola ukuthi wena there is no political will awushabula mali ezimali class siyabale singarezothi sikhona phani simanage so into esikhangele khona kumele kulungile sizakhangela kodwa ngezemfundo ngoba sima ngelungu lezemfundo ispointed ukuthi sikhona sinama-policies ye-everything imfundo yaba ngamahara kodwa yesileyo ukuthi sikhangele sinakekele insinga yemfundo that is
resingiyaxolisa ukukubamba umlomo lapha nyeza ukuthi silo umlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo umlaleli
salubonani mama
yebo siyaphila ngikhuluma lobani
ngikhuluma loThabani Mahlangu
yebo linjani Mahlangu lingaphi kwelizwe ye ungaphi kwe lapho okhuluma khona
ngisebutswana lapha eseruwe lapha
ye kodwa ekhaya uvela kuphi
ekhaya ngibuya eJombe
ya kulungile ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba lwezemfundo lolo
ezemfundo yeZimbabwe mama iqiniso elihle ukuthi khona imfundo yasekhaya hhayi ayiseyoliyana ekade ithakazelelwa ngamazwi ngobuningi ngoba kathesi uyafumanisa ukuthi umntwana weZimbabwe ongu-grade 7 uyehluleka khona nje ukuthi good morning angazi kumbe lihlangane lakho lokhu enihlangana lakho lapho engikhona
ye lezi-ke izifundo okuthiwa zidinga imitshina yamakhompyutha lani liyalibaphathise yini abasekhaya liyalizwe ngakho
siyasizwe ngakho sibili kodwa sizibuza ukuthi amakhompyutha akhona kufundwa sikhathi bani ngoba sikhangela umumo wesimo esekhaya umumo welizwe awumanga kuhle kufundwa sikhathi bani ngoba sesithi amathichara asetshiya izifundo zabantwana lawo bedinga okungabancedisa ekuhambeni lasekuphileni
yebo-ke hhayi kuyezwakala sibongile ukuxoxa lawe ecingweni ntshangazi
hhayi kuhle mama lami ngiyajabula kakhulu
ye hhayi kuhle unfortunately, we do not have much time to go back to our guests. We're wishing they would give us their last words. We have come to the end of our show, and we'd like to thank our guest, Patricia Chabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Makoto Ngamahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, and Sukoluhle Ndlovu of the Alma Kalmeted Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We would also like to thank our listeners and callers who also joined the show to express their views on what they think about the government's program, especially the color, which most parents say is a burden to their children and also a burden to them as they have to do most of the work for their children. Yebo ke sibongile asihlanganeni njalo ke ngolwesine oluzayo sixoxisane njalo ngokunye okuyabe kumqoka ngaleso sikhathi. Let's meet again lakusasa tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.